it's disappointing, but and that's on the poor side of it. The bad side of it is I thought that they played better with the game on the line. Maybe last year at this time we were the same way. I don't know. You think you work through that stuff. The good news is we get to play them again a couple times. So we'll see how we can improve in that period of time. And this is a base point for us to go with, but disappointing for sure.
It seemed like they did a great job of blocking shots tonight, Coach, and both nights getting sticks in passing lanes. We had great plays that were there, and we just couldn't make them happen.
Yeah, we tried to make an adjustment that proved to work when it was, I think it was once when they made it 2-1, we finally kicked that in and got some 3-on-2s and things like that, but we weren't able to drive it home. And right now we got to make sure that the locker room's right. When their veterans outperform our veterans, that's the biggest concern that I have, because coming in, I would think that we'd be able to generate some in the hockey game. And again, that's the disappointing side. But we've got a lot of work to do, and we're going to see the competitiveness of our team, how we respond and get better. But it's gonna, we have to play great. We need to win battles, and that's kind of where it happened. We lost a lot of blue line battles and gave up some odd man rushes. I got to look at the goals at the second goal. I don't know really how that developed. I want to see that. It was a 2-on-2 that somehow they slid behind us. But again, that was Percelli. That's the guy that was booted from Duluth,
right.
and came in. Their semester's over and paid dividends in the first game. So we got some work to do, and at least we have time to do that.